Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's the give. This is Tyler Allgeier, and he will dive into the end zone. He peeled through the stack for the Atlanta touchdown. Tyler Allgeier, that is his 8th rushing score of the year, and the Falcons on the board with 9 seconds to go in this first half.
It is the morning shift at 7:26 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Good morning. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Welcome back to work. You got this. You'll get through it. Dylan is behind the glass. He's going to help us give away some Guns N' Roses tickets later on. That'll be in the 8 a.m. hour if you want those. Right now, we're going to go out to Keaton in Douglasville. He does want to talk about that Falcons loss to the Jets 27-24. Keaton, are you feeling a little bit disappointed this morning like the rest of us?
Yo, of course. But, you know, I want to touch on what Bo said. I can't blame just special teams. You know, it's a team game, and I believe that coaching is to blame for constantly not being able to make those clutch plays every single week with the talent that we have, both on offense, defense, and special teams. Two more quick points. Sad to see my Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets lose. I had a buddy comment on my Facebook post, one of my many hate posts this week. and he said, and I quote, "I hope to find someone who loves me with the same passion that you hate the Georgia Bulldogs." So I thought that was pretty funny. And then just one quick point. I think that Lane Kiffin's hiring in LSU will be the tipping point for college football. They're going to give him $25 million a year, and he's going to be poaching players left and right. And an uproar will be caused by this, and change will be made. Mark my words. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
All right, man. I hope you're right.
The thing for me, I want to touch on the Kiffin thing, actually. That would be interesting because the whole point of him going to LSU was that he didn't have to, wouldn't have to be so reliant on the portal to recruit. That was like one of his whole things was, you know, I can get guys out of high school at LSU. It's easier to recruit the players, and the portal was where he was living. So that'll be really interesting. I do think this. I wonder if we're not very, 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 very close to the end of these major buyouts in college contracts. At what point does college football, the powers that be, the ADs, the school presidents, get together and say, we cannot continue to give these coaches these huge buyouts. We have to go to more, NFL-like contracts for head coaches. And I mean the buyouts when you're firing guys.
I'm going to one-up you. I'm not going to do it right now. But I'm going to one-up you in just a second at the top because I got even harsher thoughts on some of the things you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
All right. We'll look forward to that. Well, the World is coming to Atlanta this summer, and Friday we find out all the matchups for the world's best soccer nations and players. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game has a full day of coverage with Andy and Randy broadcasting live from the official Atlanta Host Committee draw party in the streets of Buckhead. And Jason Longshore will be on at 6 p.m. for a special edition of Atlanta Soccer Tonight to break down all of the matchups. It's all brought to you by McDonald's. Grab the Grinch meal from McDonald's and collect all the matching Grinch socks. It's all Friday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Yes, Mike, get your socks.
Grinch socks. Grinch Man, socks. I've heard it all now. That's awesome. My kids are going to want those. That's crazy.
At McDonald's.
You're a mean one.
Oh,
Mr.
Nice
Grinch.
You do kind of have that voice.
He does.
Mr. Tony the Tiger.
All right, so the Panthers Panthers stunned the Rams, beat them 31-28. Carolina now is just a half game out of first place in the NFC South.
I mean, good for them. I hate to say that because they're obviously a division rival and everything else, but I mean, this was 2 months ago. You're wondering if Dave Canales makes it through the season, if Bryce Young, you know, is going to have a fourth year opportunity, and that he delivered. This is not, from what I saw, a smoke and mirrors kind of victory where there's some kind of, you know, create like they delivered on offense, and they are without question getting better each week in the way they play and some of the throws he's making and the wide receiver core they have. So happy for them. They're actually developing talent for sure.
Bryce Young's just playing within the parameters what the defense has given him. It's just smart football, right? I mean, it's just in you added a lot of defensive players. You went and revamped some stuff. You've got, to me, one of the best players in the NFL and Derek Brown on your defensive front. Is this the Rams were so red hot? You knew they were going to lose eventually. You would just hoped it wouldn't be in Carolina. You know, because you're a Falcons fan.
Right.
But,
yeah,
I mean, anything's going to plan this season. I
don't know. It is what, you know, I'll say this too. It was a battle of, you know, first overall quarterbacks. And I'm sitting there going, I can't believe Bryce Young is going to win between these two. Everything that we said, Matthew Stafford, MVP, Rams best team in football, all that, I could not believe. You have to believe they're going to, you know, lose again. Don't get me wrong, but
right.
Just not in that setting, in that situation with you know, those things happening.
That's the NFL, man. Like, it is the most even league out there.
Yeah, it's crazy.
The Bills beat the Steelers 26-7, and Aaron Rodgers refused to take the bait in a presser yesterday and pledged his support for Mike Tomlin.
I believe in the coaching staff. I believe in Mike Tomlin. That's why I came here. And players need to take accountability, myself included, and I will. And I will continue to. I got to play better. But there's 11 starters on offense, 11 on defense, plus with the personnel groupings that we run. And we got to have a Monday to Saturday that we can be really proud of, our best Monday to Saturday, and go out and play our best game. And take control of the division.
Yeah, I wish you'd hear that more throughout the league and from more people that cover the league that there are players that have to be held accountable as well. The bigger story to me of this game was, well, other than the fact that Aaron Rodgers looked broken at the end of the game.
Yeah,
I mean, he looks done, right? It was in his eyes yesterday. Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
He's got, I think they said he had three bones broken in that wrist. He's standing there with a wrapped wrist, bleeding from his nose after Joey Bosa just
crushed him.
Essentially, like, ended him. Like, ended him. That I mean, that was like Mortal Kombat.
Like, yeah, I was going to ask, like, Mortal Kombat, yeah. Sub-Zero or something?
Somebody, you were going to say, essentially, change the game. Nah, ended him.
Somebody screamed, finish him.
Yeah,
and,
fatality.
And like, he was, like, wobbling, you know?
Felt good about it.
But then the Josh Allen, Cam Hayward, who are literally two of the nicer guys in the league, if you believe, you know, what, you know, how they act and some of the things they do in the communities and stuff. Cam Hayward's one of the nicest guys ever.
Yeah.
And those two were, like, going at it.
Beefing.
And Hayward was very open about it. Yeah, you need me in the stomach. And he said, well, I had to get you off of me because, you know, how the piles get on in the bottom of the pile and everything. I'm sitting there, I was like, do I blame Josh Allen? Not really. I'd probably need somebody too if they were laying on me. But then again, I don't blame Cam Hayward for being mad either. It's, you know, there's not always, despite what society wants to tell you, sometimes it's not always just one person's fault. Like, it's a culmination, and, you know, it does, both guys can be wrong and it doesn't make it right, but it does not always one person blame. That would be a hell of a fight, though, man. Because that's not like Cam Hayward is that much. Josh Allen's a big boy too.
He's a big boy. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I'll be interested to see if anybody finds the video. I haven't been able to find it. I'm sure that there's something circulating out there on Twitter because there's too many people looking. There's too many cameras. But when I looked for it earlier, I could not find anything. But Cam Hayward's not the kind of guy that would lie about something like that. So I'm sure there's something
not.
In there.
I believe Cam Hayward.
Yeah.
But I also believe that Josh Allen was probably like, yeah, get off of me.
And here's the thing. I don't know how many times you guys have ever been on your back when a 300-pound dude's laying on top of you.
Pause.
But it's not good. You usually do draw your knees up towards your chin just to make sure that you're, you know,
double
you're protected.
Pause. I mean, are you just trying to, like...
Just let it breathe.
Jeez almighty.
Hey, yo!
I feel like we're playing, like, a Mad Libs game or something.
No, coming up.
I looked at Allie when I said that.
I did not look at
did
Allie.
Did you realize what you were saying when you looked at me?
I did not want to make eye contact with Allie at that moment.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Coming up, honestly, I do not remember what games you guys picked last week. I have no clue what my rando pick of the week was, but
you know what? I'm done with rando picks. That's what I'm here to say. I'm done with rando picks. You're ruining our records. Ruining.
So Dylan will have to take over for Man Up Monday.
I can say that it's not just the rando picks that are ruining y'all's record. Let me just say that to foreshadow what we're about to talk about here.
Stop.
All right, and we've also got it mic'd up.
Yeah, a visitor that comes once a year. Stop by our house. I'll tell you where he's at. See if y'all had the same thing going on.
That's craziness. Next with the Morning Shift on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.